Hey, what's up? This your homegirl Complex Angel, and I'm the Vibe.
And it's your girl Queen K. I'm the Vision.
And welcome back to another episode of Queens with Vibes and Visions. So, Queen K, how was your day today?
It was pretty good. I got rid of Messiah for the week. His aunt wanted him for the rest of the week. So I was like, all right, cool, no problem. So he's with her until either Thursday or Friday. It's different. Like, I miss him. Because even though, like, my older kids, when they leave, you know, it's like, all right, mom, I'm gone type situation. You know, they used to cry for me and all this stuff. But it was different because he didn't cry for me. He really becoming a big boy. He was like, all right, mom, I'm gone. And I'm just like, give me a hug. So, yeah.
You know, we Leos, we got to break out.
Aww. Yeah, but I thank his auntie. Shout out to you, Chanel. Thank you, baby. Because I need this. Okay, I need to sleep in my own bed.
Yeah. But no, us Leos, we got to break out sometimes. We can't always be in the nest. But,
I didn't know it was going to take till 3, but okay. How was your day today?
It was good. We're getting ready to go back out into the field in the next couple of weeks. People aren't happy about it, but my mentality is, as a social worker, you know, you tend to take risks going into people's house. The best thing to do is just be careful, social distance, and, you know, just stay prayed up, you know. But other than that, today was
a
slow day. No.
Okay.
Because I knew it was coming.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Prepared myself. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, shoot, my biggest fear was going into somebody's house and attracting bed bugs. And listen,
I've been
staying safe with that. So I can stay safe with COVID-19. Trust me, I'm taking extra precautions. I might do the assessment, like, through the door. But the good thing is if the client doesn't feel – if they don't feel comfortable with us coming to the house, then we have to continue to do it by telephone. But, yeah, so that's where we're at now. So,
okay. All right, that's cool. That's pretty dope. All right, well, then, with that said, let's get into our first segment, Complex with Festive and Tea for the Soul topic tonight.
So tonight, guys, we are talking about I Am Not My Hair. And me and Queen K are going to go, basically, we're going to tell you a little bit about our hair journey and just talk about the natural hair movement and everything. So I'm going to get into my first aspect, which is hair journey. So my first question for you, Queen K, is were you considered someone who had, quote unquote, good hair growing up or no?
Oh, no. No, baby. Like, everybody around me would say that I had weird type hair. Like, especially you. You was like, who brushes their hair to get straight with water? But no, baby. Look, these naps are something serious. Well, I can't say naps, okay, because I'm learning now that they are my curls. They are not naps, you know. But I'm just now learning that. But coming up, oh, no, girl. I used to hear it all that I had slave hair. I'm African. Girl, yeah, and then my brother and sister always said I had nappy hair, you know, so I heard it a lot. So, no, I was never deemed as good hair. It was always straight nigga hair. That's it. My mama even told me, you got nigga hair. That's what that's called. So, yeah. Nope, I can't say that I had good hair. What about you?
So I was the opposite. I was told that I did have good hair, but I didn't see my hair as good hair because I got picked on too by kids. You know, I was told that my hair was too thin, it was too stringy. You know, I don't know. It's like I had like a nice, like my family was very obsessed with my curl pattern when I would wet my hair, but once my hair dried, you know what I'm saying, it would get real frizzy and, like, you know what I'm saying, it would look like a frizzy afro. So I didn't understand where they were coming from with the good hair thing, but they said, oh, you have good hair because your curl pattern. Like, I remember you used to say, girl, you can bundle your hair. I ain't know what the hell y'all looking at, but I don't know. That's my take on it. But my next question for you is, being said, did you ever find yourself comparing your hair to others?
Yes, all the time. Like growing up in the time that we did, you know, the straight hair was in, and it still is in a sense. So I wanted to be like those girls, and I remember, like, I would we went to mixed schools. It was like you know, like a melting pot of some of the schools we went to. And then some of the schools were like a majority of white girls. So it was just like, well, dang, I want hair like that. Like, I'll never forget. I begged my mom to perm my hair. Like, she told us no. Like, me and my sister, she was like, no, y'all not getting it because it's a lot of maintenance that come with that. Your hair is fine the way it is, right? I wish I would have listened because we ended up asking our aunt, asked our mom to perm our hair, and she permed it. And girl, you couldn't tell me I wasn't white. I'm sorry. I was in there killing it. My hair was straight and it was long. I was whipping it like them. I felt good. Like, I always compared my hair. I'm like, it's so much easier. Like, they don't have to do nothing. They can literally get up, throw their hair in a ponytail. But here's me, got to take 30 to an hour to either get braids and beads or ponytails with bubbles and barrettes. Then I got all this stuff dangling in my head. You know, the headaches. I didn't like my hair being combed because I was tender-headed. So it was just a bad experience for me as a kid. Like, I always compared my hair. I'm like, if I had their hair, it would be easier for me. It wouldn't hurt. All that I'm going to have to do is just brush it, and I can just go, you know, go for what I know. Yeah, I always compare it myself. What about you?
Oh, all the time. I always wanted the thick, thick hair. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I did have thick hair. Like, my grandma would put it in, like, you know, two big ponytails with the bobos in the front. She would leave the, you know, the back out, and she would put rollers in it. But, you know, this is like for, like, picture day and stuff. But she would get irritated with my hair because it would always frizz up, like, 5 minutes later, no matter how much you combed it out. So she actually had me get a perm. I started getting perms at like 7 years old, and I was okay with it because I wanted to look like the little girls on the Just For Me commercial. So I left my little zigzag part. And the only thing I hated about perms was that you couldn't tell me, do not scratch my hair. I was the person that scratched my hair. I still do to this day. So I hated how much it burned and everything, but I did love like how cute I looked afterwards. But with, you know, a perm at a young age, I didn't take care of it. Like, you know, I was one that ran through the sprinklers. I would get go, you know, go swimming, and my grandma would yell at me, but it's like, okay, I'm 8 years old. I don't really understand. So my hair broke off tremendously over time. Like, you've seen a big difference from second grade pictures to my third grade pictures. Like, perms wasn't good for me. So, like, I actually do remember this one girl that used to, like, she used to have her hair slicked down in the front, and she'd have a big, curly ponytail in the back. And I asked her, I was like, what are you putting in your hair? She was like, oh, just beeswax and a little bit of water. Me not understanding texture at the time, I was like, oh, I'm going to do the same thing. Queen K, I like, put a dent in the beeswax. I put a dent in the beeswax. And I put, and like, my hair was slicked down. It was frizzy when I put the water on it. My hairstylist was so pissed. Like, she said that she had to wash my hair like 7 times because my pores were so clogged up with beeswax.
Wow.
I was like 11 years old when that happened. So, yeah. But,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. That actually brings me into my first aspect, which is bad hair experience. So.
Okay.
Since you said that one, have you ever had any other bad hair experiences, either brought on by yourself or other people?
Yes. Man, I remember I was 17. This is so embarrassing. But I remember I wanted to get, like, the two-layer braids, but I wanted half up and the rest would, you know, hang down. And you remember the yaki braiding hair that had the little curl on the end? You know, I thought I was cute, so I had a little curl on the end. Yeah, but it turns out that I didn't get the long length of braiding hair. So when by the time the girl was done, you could still see my real hair in, like, the end of the braid. So she was like, what are we going to do? So I was like, well, just cut out my hair. Like wherever you see my hair at the end, just cut it off. And she literally did that. And I knew that my hair had to be uneven, but when I took it out, I looked like Blossom from Powerpuff Girls that time when she cut her hair. Like, it was chopped in so many different places. Yeah. Embarrassing moment.
Oh, Lord.
What about you?
Okay, yeah. Me, I have single-handedly ruined my hair, okay, by myself. My nickname used to be Patches. You know this, but to the listeners, look, I had this nickname, Patches. This is the reason why my name is Patches. when I started being, when I started feeling like I was old enough, I think I started around maybe 17, maybe, yeah, I was in high school, okay? Mm-hmm. So I started around there dyeing my hair, and I would dye my hair every two to, time didn't matter to me. I was dyeing my, every time I seen a new color, I'm like, oh, I want that, oh, I want that one, oh, I want that one. I dyed my hair so many colors, like you can see a patch of each color all around my hair. I
remember,
oh my
too.
God, if I knew what I knew, and then you want to know what, that dye and all that stuff, and then I wasn't using rinses. No, I was using the strong stuff, baby, the dark and lovely dyes in the box. My hair started breaking off so bad. Like, it was shedding so bad. And I guess it's from all the chemicals. Like I said, I did not wait the 2 weeks, the month. I didn't. Every time I seen a new color, I was dyeing my hair. And my hair was a different color in each spot. Like, I could not match it with weave. It was over. Like, I had to just wait it out.
I used to irritate Queen K because I thought it was dope. I'm like, girl, you can see a light brown on this side and dark brown on that side.
Oh,
she used
God.
To be so irritated. No.
Girl, because I looked a mess. Like, nobody wants to be called patches. Oh, my God. I was so hurt.
Hey, at least it's patches for colors and not patches for bald spots. I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? It could have been worse, but, yeah.
Hey, I was getting there. If I would have dyed my hair some more, I would have been looking like a Cynthia Dow. So...
Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay. All right. So my next question for that, under the aspect of bad hair experience, is, okay, so I know growing up, being a little black girl, you know, most of us can relate to this. Easter,
yes.
The night before Easter, you know, like the meme said, twice the night before Easter, you see the pressing comb on the stove and the flower socks and all that stuff, right? So was the kitchen a place of relief for you growing up, or was it a torture chamber? And I'm mainly talking about the straightening combs and stuff.
My grandma had to use the stove a couple times to, you know, press my hair. But she wouldn't make it as hot because I was very tender-headed growing up. Now, my cousin on the other end, when I would go spend at her house, she had a gas stove. And I'm like, dog, that fire is a little bit too hot. And she would take the pressing comb off it, and you know how it would still be on fire. And she would just start, like, you know, waving it. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. And I used to hate when she would burn me, but she would say that it was the steam from the grease. No, nigga, you burnt me. Like, I used to hate that, especially, like, when they would get your edges. I used to hate that. Like, man, I hated it so much. But that was torture. But one thing I really hated growing up in the kitchen was getting my hair washed. My grandma did not like for me to lay on the counter. So she would have me sit, like, kneel in the chair with the towel over my face. But I was so scared of water. So when the water started coming through the towel, I'm screaming, I'm dying, man. It was the worst. So, yes, I had torture in the kitchen. What about you?
You want to know what? The kitchen was torture for me. And you want to know what's crazy? We've been friends for a long time, 15 years, okay? And I never knew that you were scared like I was. My mama used to hate washing my hair. Like, she said she would have to do nae-nae's, like, the day before, and then get a whole day for me because I would run. Like, she would literally hold me down in the sink because I was scared. Like, it's like, no, I'm about to drown. This is not normal.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would run. Water would be everywhere. And all she would do would be cussing at me, like, hey, I feel like, no, you're kidding me. So,
right, man.
I hate it. It was automatic that I would get burnt on my forehead or on my ear. Those were the two spots. And
yeah.
I hated getting my hair pressed. Like, I still hate getting my hair pressed to this day because I always burn myself in the same spots, too.
Mm.
But the pressing comb was hell for me. Like, I hated it because I sweat, too. So think about it. You sweating, your hair getting back wet, so they got to press some more. Like, no. Like, spending all that time under pressing comb was not the business at all. Like, girl, it was a torture chamber for me. But you want to know what? I kind of feel for our parents because back then they faced a lot of pressure to make sure we looked a certain way. Like, we had to be up to par or they would get judged. And I'm learning that now with my own daughter Because it's just like, even though my kids know, like you seen the little meme of the little girl, like the first, when she leaves for school versus when she come back from school, that's
yeah.
my daughter, okay? That is Kendall. Mm-hmm. She can leave with 6 ponytails and come back with 1 ponytail, 3 bubbles, 2 barrettes, right? And it was mm-hmm. just like, I didn't send you like this, but nobody is looking at the fact that this is how I sent her. And they're like, well, this is what she looks like now, so you're not doing your job. So our parents face that too, you know. They face the fact that they had to keep us, you know, our appearance up, or they would get judged. So
yeah.
I understand, but auto torturing, no. I would not,
No, I definitely get that, because my grandma was like, she felt very pressure. Like, I had to always have a bang in front of my hair, or I look like a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember the rollers, and she would put so much blue magic in my hair, and that made my hair more greasy and oily. Like, I'm telling you, it used to be so embarrassing. It's like, you know, when you take a roller out of your hair and you try to brush it, it's going to curl right back
mm-hmm.
up, you know what I'm saying? Because it was sitting there overnight and stuff like that. That used to just irritate me, but it used to make me mad growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want me to look cute all day. When I am a kid, I'm going to play.
Yep.
Like, there's recess. You get what I'm saying? Now, I understand why she would get mad. She didn't want little kids playing in my hair and everything like that. I understand that. But listen, don't get mad because, and plus, like, don't get mad because my hair looks like this. Like, humid. You know what I'm saying? Like, a kid can't stay, like, they can't stay like that all day. And I hate that society judges you for that. Like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
They're kids. But I had another story, because the hot comb that you said made me think about something. One time, my sister, I was 9 years old, she wanted to flat iron my hair. She wanted to put some wine curls in there. And we
mm-hmm.
were at my auntie's house, and we had no business touching that. And my auntie was coming downstairs, and she was like, what y'all doing? So I just jumped up. But my sister still was curling a piece of my hair. And, yeah,
oh,
it melted off.
Yes.
I was trying not to get in trouble. So yeah. But,
Wait, hold on. You wanna know what? I got one more little story, just real quick.
Tell me.
Okay, so
no,
you
sure,
brought up
me.
The blue magic, right? And that's all my
uh-huh.
mom used to use, the little in the blue stuff.
And
I
the pink
used to
lotion.
Hate recess. Yes. I used to hate recess because of that grease. Because when it was really hot, my scalp was frying. Like, I could hear it sizzling, like my scalp would be hot as shit. And she had all these parts in it with all this grease packed on, and my scalp would be crying in the sun. And it's just like, I don't want to play. And my two teachers like, well, what's wrong? You can't just not sit out. No, look, you don't understand. I don't want to play. I don't want to tell them that my hair is on fire, so... Oh, yeah.
Man, I
my
used
mom.
To wonder why my face was so oily, like grease be running down my face
yeah.
and be sizzling. Yeah,
that is melting. It is melting.
Yeah. Okay. My last aspect is, am I truly natural? So I was watching an episode on Grapevine where they talked about the natural hair movement, and one of the females
mm-hmm.
said the natural hair products that we buy, like Shea Moisture, Carol's Daughter, is only made for loose curly hair, not the tight coils. Like, you know, because this one girl said that when she, you know, was she went to go do a hair commercial and she has 4C hair, they didn't even put no
okay.
product in her hair. They just put her up there. So what is your perspective on that?
I feel like that's true. Because with 4C hair, and I love 4C hair. Like, I've grown an appreciation for 4C hair. I am 4A and 4B. I'm 4A in the front, 4B in the back. And I really think my 4A in the front is just due to some damage that I got going on. But anyway, I love 4C hair. And it's like you, with 4C hair, it takes more work. And those products
yeah.
are all, like, water-based and stuff. Like, you really have to go, like, searching for stuff that's specifically for 4C hair, or you have to make your own. Because with that
yeah.
type of hair, none of those products do work. My
yeah.
client, she has 4C hair. And, we were trying to do natural styles on her because she's a little girl, but, you know, she's a little older, and she wanted a mohawk. And she wanted
mm-hmm.
me to curl her hair with the rods like I do. I put my product on there. It did not. It just looked like I didn't do anything. It looked like her hair just dried and it was just a puffball. You can't use it. So, yes, that is true. A lot of these hair companies, only the products only work for 4A and 4B hair.
And like 3C and all that, and 3A, like the loose curls, because that's all they show.
Yeah, that 4C hair is something special, and you really have to work with that. Like, you, it's best for you to make your own concoctions with 4C hair, I'm telling you.
Yes, that part. I didn't really have a perspective on it because I had just learned about it when I watched it, but I did agree with it because I remember the first time I tried to go natural was back in like 2014, and Queen K can tell y'all I like to do a lot of research on stuff. Like I will video call her because I don't know that much about weave. I'll be like, okay, what kind of crochet hair should I get? And then she'll tell me, and then I'll go look up YouTube videos to see how it looks. And I remember I was trying to find out what products to get, and like the girls on there had the loose curls and, you know, like they would do the baby hairs. And it's like me, when my hair gets wet, I have like it's like 4A. And then when it dries up, it turns to 4B. But I remember at one point I had a lot of heat damage too. So it was just looking like Z, I don't know, like Z type hair. I don't know. It was just crazy. Like I'm just now getting to a point of getting my hair texture where it's supposed to be. But I definitely, like, I was just shocked about it. And another thing that they said on there was that they basically have people who have 4C hair, they have them continue to buy the products to believe that, you know what I'm saying, it'll eventually look like this. Like, you're putting so much product in your hair, is it really natural? So I don't know. You just educated me on some more stuff, and that just took me by surprise. But, my last question is So I was told one time that my hair wasn't natural because I put heat in it. But at the time, I had stopped getting perms. I had stopped getting perms, but I was told because I'm still straightening it, it's not in its natural form. How do you feel about putting heat in your hair?
Me, I feel like it's still, if you're not, I feel like, when you're natural, that means no chemical straighteners, no relaxers, none of that stuff. Heat, we do put heat in, you know, some women are like, no heat, no products, none of that. That means you're all natural. But how I define it is, it's okay to put heat in there every once in a while, as long as you're protecting your natural hair to get that curl pattern back once you wash it out. Like with me, I'm all the way natural. Haven't had a perm in maybe 7 years now. And I put heat in my hair. But I also make sure I got a big heat protectant, so that way anytime I wash my straight hair out, I bounce right back to my curls. Hell, it's even natural girls out there using Texlax, which is a chemical that has like this really high pH balance to where it straightens your hair. But you can wash it out, and your natural curls will come back. So, I mean, it's to each his own, really. But I feel like no heat has hurt our hair, you know, as long as you're protecting it and you're making sure you got your heat protectant. Because think about it, we blow dry our hair, you know, when we want it dry. So why is it that if I straighten it, then that's not in its natural state? Technically, it is, because it hasn't been chemically altered. So that's how I feel about
it. Like, okay, so would you prefer, like, somebody, like, I mean, I know it depends on the texture, but would you prefer someone who does put heat in their hair that is natural to, like, do, what, 400 at the highest and low? Because this one lady I used to go to used to put it at 450, and I had a lot of heat damage. Yes, I had a lot of heat damage because of it. Yeah, my perms would last for 2 weeks. Like, I knew something was wrong when it'd be raining, but my junk is still bone straight. Yeah.
God dang, she wasn't playing.
Yes.
How I feel about that is, as long as you got a really, really good heat protectant, I wouldn't put it that high on natural hair. I only use 450 for, like, weave. That's it. But for my own hair, no, I don't go past 400 for my own hair. And I'll do the chase method. Like, with your natural hair, you have to take your time, because I don't use a pressing comb because I'm scared of them, okay? So what I'll do first is I'll get my flat irons. I'll use the chase method to straighten out my hair. Then I'll go back with my flat irons And this is after I didn't prep my hair for it, which means, you know, the set and spray, my heat protectant, all that stuff. Then I'll go and put some jumbo curls in and then wrap it. And that's just, that's fine for me. Like, I can wash my hair and it'll go right back to curly as soon as I wet it. So,
I'm all fascinated.
Yes, okay.
Right.
Thank you. I appreciate that because I needed to know because I've been scared to put heat in my hair since. I've been scared to color my hair since, you know, honestly, because that changed my texture, too.
Coloring does change your texture as well, especially, like, if you get, like, a blonde or something like that because it has that bleach in it already. So it's going to straighten your hair out. So just be careful. But it is dyes out there by natural hair companies, and it's like a henna dye. I think that's what it's called. Those can dye your hair and don't do nothing to them. Now, me, my hair is used to dye, so it don't matter what happens, it's going to curl up, so, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Girl, this is hair. This is my favorite right here. This is
yes,
like
I know.
I'm
over here just listening.
I love hair. Like, I'm really trying to get in my bag and just take this somewhere because I feel like this is what I need to be doing. But, okay. My last aspect is society, okay? So is natural hair accepted in a professional setting, or has the white standard of beauty made it hard for us to be accepted in the workplace?
Wow. You know, I think that it's still a hassle because, you know, you have people who get frowned upon, like guys who wear dreads, you know, people are ready to fire them. That's another thing I learned on the Grapevine with that hair episode, that there was a rule, I think up into 2015, because the girl, she used to be in the Army, it was a rule that you couldn't have your hair no longer, like no more than 2 inches off your head. And, you know, like it was frowned upon to wear your hair natural. I don't know. I work from home. But at my job, like I work for like a big health insurance company. So it's like very diverse. Like it's very diverse. Like when I go to meetings, I see girls wearing natural and everything like that, and no one has said something to them. But I still think that it is like backlash for it. Like I feel like it's still like it makes, you know, certain people uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they turn it into a negative, but no, this is just me, you know what I'm saying, showing my culture, and this is me being pro-Black, and I feel like people don't like for Black people to show they're pro-Black, you know what I'm saying? They still want that white standard of beauty. That's just my take on it.
With me, I feel like it used to be, I mean, you know, it's a little more hush-hush now, like, or it's not as a big deal now because, you know, we have, and over the years, you know, we have embraced our natural state of our hair, you know, with all of the Black Hair Expo, the Essence Fest, like all of that, we have pretty much embraced our Blackness. So it's not a big of a controversy now, but I think in the past it was. I was reading this article and this girl, she said, in order to be on Wall Street, you couldn't have dreads. You couldn't have your natural afro. You had to have your hair slicked, or, you know, or they would look down on you, or you wouldn't even get hired. And then, like, I feel like it's not even in just the work area. It's in these schools, too. Like, just, 2 years ago, a boy could not walk across the stage, mind you, at the top of his class, valedictorian, but couldn't walk across stage because he was asked to cut his dreads off. And he refused, so they did not let him walk. And even at my kids' school, like, they have a list of hairstyles that the kids cannot have. And I'm like, how are you going to tell me how my kids' hair can be? Talk about because it causes distractions is what they said. I feel like the world a little bit, you know, they still have that straight hair and tame look. That's how they feel, like, that's professional. That's the professional look. This is how you should carry yourself. But no, my natural is beautiful. Let me embrace me. You embrace yourself every day. Let me embrace me. Let me be who I am. So,
You know, honestly, now that you're saying it, though, I think, like, when I say, like, the backlash, like, it's more acceptable for girls who have the loose curl with the baby hairs and stuff. But when you have somebody who has OC, it's like, oh, it looks like you just rolled out of bed. Or, like, are you going to do something with that? Like, you know, I feel like it's still backlash for them. And I feel like all natural hair is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? We can't just look, you know, but we promote, and it's all on YouTube. We promote more of the 3A and the 3C type. I promise you, every time I type in natural hair, that's all I see.
That's what pops
up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I remember with kind of like a family member. This is when I was like, okay, I'm going to wear my afro today. I'm going to, I'm going to embrace it. Because at first, you know, I was doing a bunch of flat twist hairstyles and stuff like that. But I said, no, I'm going to do a wash and go today. So I went over there, and he was like, oh, just decided not to do your hair today. Well, damn, I thought I did something. I had my edges so pretty, my hair all over the place. He said, well, I guess you're not going to do your hair today. Wait a minute, sir, I did do my hair. And I had to explain, like, this is a wash and go. You literally wash it, condition it, get yourself together, flick your edges, and you go. And he was like, I just call it bad hair. Well, what do you mean? This is... Black male, and then to me as a black woman, that's what you say. Like, you know, I have to teach my daughter to embrace her hair. And she was there when this was said, and I was letting her wear her hair like that to school too. And she was just like, Mom, I don't want to wear my hair like that no more. They keep telling me I'm nappy headed, and so it just irritated me, because it's just like, what's wrong with it? Why is this considered bad head? Clearly, I had to do something if my edges are swoop. So,
right. Yeah. I definitely get it. I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, so my last question is, are Euro-American hairstyles more acceptable in society than natural hairstyles, meaning the straight hair, or like you said, well, you already pretty much answered it, because you said that all you see is the looser curl hair. So I'm talking about like the straight hair. Do you think it's preferred over natural hair?
Honestly, I do see a change in society, like, you know, with Taraji P. Henson, who else, Roxy, Lupita, I'm trying to think, it's a lot of them that, you know what I'm saying, are really starting to change that. Like, I'm seeing more girls go natural, and it's encouraging me to want to go natural. I'm even seeing a lot of girls convert to getting locks, and it makes me really just want to just convert over. But I'm a person, I get bored with my hair so much. And my friend, she told me, she was like, girl, you can still get your hairstyle. She's like, they can braid up, you know what I'm saying, your locks and everything. Yeah. I am really looking forward to it, but I'm going to start going to a natural hairstyle. I'm talking about the person that doesn't do heat at all. If they do, they do the big curls, like they do like the wet set, and they dry it that way. I'd rather do it that way. And like, you know, start getting flat twists. But I do see a shift in society. Like, you know, it's like, it's like I said, it's still like a secret, like, what the heck, but it's definitely a big movement. Like, you even see like a lot of women with the afro look and everything. What is the girl's name from Love and Hip Hop? I do not watch it, but she was a dark skinned Puerto Rican, real beautiful.
Amarda.
She had the big afro. Okay, Amarda. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, but you know, like
just.
Well, hey, it looked beautiful. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? It was beautiful. So yeah, that's my take on it.
And you want to know what? Yeah, it's definitely a good thing. Like, when you see, like, she labels herself as an Afro-Latina. Like, and she got a lot of backlash off of that. Because they like, no, you're just Hispanic. And she's like, no, this is what I look like, you know? So that was really dope of her. That was really dope. I think that's it about our hair journey. Unless you got any other stories to share with us.
No, the list don't even know. I think I've embarrassed myself enough. So we're going to segue right into the As a Woman question. Queen K, what is the As a Woman question tonight?
Okay.
Well, actually, wait.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Did you want to shout out the listeners?
Let's do the listeners first.
Okay. So I'm going to let you go first.
You want to go ahead?
I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
I'm going to find mine.
Okay, so last week's question was, what was last week's question?
If we allow our hearts to overpower our minds, is that when we let a man damage us?
This is shout out to Michelle Johnson. Hey, boo. So she says, yes, I agree. We are always told to follow our heart, but the heart don't think. We need to think about what it is that keeps us there instead of walking away before we become damaged, hurt, or broken. Thank you, babe. And then we got Angela Jackson. Hey, Miss Angie. She said, absolutely. We must make a conscious effort to keep everything in perspective. We as women make the mistakes of listening to our heart only. We have to step back and think we're smarter and wiser than we give ourselves credit. God gave us intuition for a reason. We have to start believing ourselves. We got this, lady. And then this is an honorary shout-out, Chrissy Amaker. She said, yes, I definitely agree, current situation too. Thank you, lady. Mm.
So I only had two people that answered. Shout-out to Gloss Glambox on Instagram. She said yes. And Strawberry Lit Magazine, she's on the roll with these answers. Shout-out to her.
Right.
She said, I believe not the matter of the heart, but when we haven't filled our own void and look for it in someone else, or when someone comes along to fill a void, whether you knew the void was there or not, then we allow it. Because without it, the void becomes a thing you'd rather not confront alone. That's why it's so important to be complete and whole and have your own happy life before someone ever gets there. That way they can't make you happy, but only add to your happiness. So even if they leave, they only take what they brought to the table, not the whole table. So, yes, shout out to you guys.
Oh, girl, I like that. They
yep.
only take what they brought to the table, not the whole table. Okay.
Yes.
I like that. Okay, so this week, I have the as a woman question. So, complex. As a woman, is it okay to not meet someone where they are just to protect your own energy?
To be honest, this is something that I'm still struggling with. I'm having a hard time meeting people where they are because I am just now realizing a lot of things that I have to unlearn. But I think that if you are at a good enough unbothered level, you know what I'm saying, you can meet a person where they're at. And I don't mean like if they're arguing with you, you have to, you know, match their energy and start yelling back. But it's like you see they're hurt. You know what I'm saying? You've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, try to think from that level before you get, you know, before you get defensive and everything. But it's really hard to constantly meet someone at that level because then you start to go back down to that level. That's just my take on it. What about you?
My take on it is if it's for my own energy, and I know I have some work to do, right? But as of right now, I'm in the phase and the steps and the process of loving myself. So at this moment, if I can't meet you where you are, I'm just going to be done with it because I have to protect my energy because I have to get myself together first. I'm at a selfish stage right now where I need to get connect together, and I can't focus on somebody else. I can't lower myself right now to somebody else's level because I can't do it. There's just too much on me right now. So I'll rather just put it on the back burner and come back to it when I got myself completely together because my energy is important to me, and I try to surround myself with positive energy, you know, so that I can glow, so that I can grow. So that's my take on it.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I'm still struggling with it. Okay. Well, did you have any glowing businesses of the weeks?
Not this week.
Okay. I got one. For anybody that's in the Philadelphia area, please go support Bria Kendrick. She is a nail tech located in the beautiful Chocolate City Salon. Oh, so beautiful. They give you wine and cheese for free.
Okay. I'm coming in.
Yep. You can find her on Booksy app where you can schedule. Her name is Bria Kendrick, and her business is named Polished in Pink. I loved her. You know, she takes her time. Her mission is she believes in, you know, quality over quantity. You know what I'm saying? She does take her time because she wants to make sure that each nail is laid. And honestly, 3 weeks later, you know what I'm saying, like, nails still ain't lifting, because I know I always had that problem. So please go support, but make sure you don't park your ass on that street, because you will get a ticket. Because that's what happened to me. But yeah, that's my glowing business of the week.
Cool.
All right. Did you have anything you wanted to say?
I do, actually. Okay, so shout out to Complex. Shout out to my big bro, Alvin, and shout out to Mr. DC for getting me hooked on Good Girls. Girl, when I tell you, I have been hooked on this show. Like, I was sneaking at work to watch this show. I hope my boss ain't listening. But yeah, but I was sneaking at work watching this show. Like, I had my lunchbox open. I had the phone in the lunchbox. But I was being extra, just trying to watch this show, because it got me hooked. Like, I literally stayed up all last night watching it. Like,
it's crazy.
If y'all want to get into a good series, Good Girls on Netflix, please do that. And just by the way, ladies, Rio, I know he married, but you'll see why.
Oh, I came with her.
What about you, Complex?
So I got something to say. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion just came out with their a new song called WAP. We're not going to go into what it stands for, but it's been so much backlash about, like, oh, you know what I'm saying, you have to start setting you have to be a role model for kids. And honestly, we have to forget, you know what I'm saying? I think that really the honest, true issue is that women are speaking up about sex. And it's something that people are not used to, because it's okay for guys to talk about sex all day long. But, you know what I'm saying, as soon as a woman, oh, see, you'll never get married, and, you know what I'm saying, hoes taking over the world. Like, okay, we got to stop calling people garden tools, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there was a meme that I had to reshare. It said, you know, Janae says the same thing in her song. She's just not as loud as Cardi B. And I shared it, and I said Missy Elliott does it, Lil' Kim did it, Trina, you know what I'm saying, to name a few. It's just, listen, ladies and gentlemen out there, women, we are not Barbie dolls. We are not quiet. Women love sex as much as men. TSA, that's all I wanted to tell y'all. We love sex as much, and when you get in your 30s, your sex drive goes up. So it's like, let's just stop, you know, bashing them. It was a nice song. It made me think of the 90s song, There's Some Hoes in This House. I thought about the Players Club.
Girl.
It was creative.
The Players Club.
Yes. It was creative. So, hey.
You want to know what? At the end of the day, you have to be your kids' role models. Nobody else can do that. First off, your child shouldn't even be listening to that anyway. Okay? So, that's one thing. But you have to be your kids' role model. Be the example of good intentions. You have to be the one out here, you know, showing your kids the right way. Not Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Okay? That song is for just pure entertainment. My thing is, she has had worse songs than that, you know. But y'all listen to it. There is nothing wrong with this song. Yeah, it's vulgar, but so what? Everybody got a little ratchet side. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. But at the end of the day, you are your kids' role models. You know, you be that person for them. Don't let a celebrity be that for them. Because if we want to be technical, Megan is going to school and is about to graduate college. So just in case y'all want to, you know, she is a good role model. Don't let your kids listen to the songs. That's it. Bottom line.
Yes.
Don't let them look up to rappers and stuff. You know, put a book in their hand. Stop it. Because in a couple of weeks, they're going to have a dance on it on TikTok, and y'all going to be promoting your daughters on there. So cut it out. Just leave it alone.
Exactly. Yeah, and, like, the thing is, it's like, it's okay when Tip Drill came out by Nelly. It was okay with that, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas,
and that
was
very
vulgar.
Yes, I'm telling you. So it's
watching
okay to see a girl shake her ass yeah, it's okay to see a girl be a video vixen and shake her ass, but when she's talking about it, it's like, oh, no. But I just had to say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just try to, like, with so much going on in the world, let's just, like, really try not to focus on that. Let's still find the people that killed Breonna Taylor, and let's arrest them. Like, let's stop getting so focused on, you know, these videos. It's just entertainment, like you said.
Yeah.
So, and that being said, all right, Queen K, I'm going to let you segue into the AO Queens and Kings quote.
All right, so I got two, and they are not sponsored by Pinterest because they still ain't cut me my deal. So we're not talking about them right now. These are actually, I found these on Facebook. One says, rock bottom will teach you lessons that mountaintops never will. Sometimes you got to go through that struggle, people, just to build that character, you know, just to build that hustle, just to build that inner hunger. It's okay to go rock bottom because that's where you climb up, you know, you work your way up. So that's where that hunger comes in to be successful. Sometimes we can't just have things handed to us because if it's too easy, you know, we ain't going to appreciate it. It takes that work that we have to put in. So rock bottom is not always a bad place. And then my next one is, you got to train your mind to think positive, even in a negative environment. Now, this stood out to me because my pastor, actually, this Sunday, he preached a service, and shout out to New Providence Baptist. I love that church. But he preached a service, and it just said, you know, through these difficult times, moping won't mop up the tears. It will not help. You know, you have to just be positive, embrace everything, embrace all the good, because the moment you sit there and you worry and you stress, you start breaking down yourself. You have to find the positive in each day. Find the silver lining in every cloud, you know, because storms are inevitable. They will come. You just have to learn how to put your faith in God, buckle down, and just smile. Smile through it.
Yes.
You know, it's okay to be positive. You don't have to be negative because, one, you're not the only one going through stuff, and, two, there's nothing you can do about it, especially if there's nothing you can do about it. There's no reason to be crying and sad. Just push through it. I promise you, the more you smile, the more you'll become carefree, and the more your faith will build because you know God got you at the end of the day. I had to learn how to do that, just to trust in God and smile just based off of that. So, those are my two quotes. Sorry, didn't mean to go too long, but yeah.
No, you're fine. Hey, I have to show
you too. Yeah. Okay, so with that said, Complex, give us that no apology thought.
So my no apology thought this week is, if you can't speak your truth around them, should you really be around them? And this was a question I asked myself because I recently had a conversation with a family member. And I was trying to explain my pain to them, and I got gaslighted like it was nobody's business. Like, I was told that, you know, things that happened in the past is the past, and, you know what I'm saying, like, you should just get over it. And I don't know, it just made me think, like, this was how it was for me growing up my whole life. Like, whenever I tried to express myself, someone was always quick to tell me, like, no, it's not that, you just tripping. And then I would really start to second guess my feelings. And, you know, for a second, I felt myself going back to the old Natasha when that happened. But I just basically said to myself, like, you know what? If I can't express myself to this person, there's no need to even talk. Because it's like, who are you to invalidate what I'm going through? We don't know what everybody's day looks like. We don't know what the person's perspective walking that path looks like. I don't know what it's like to walk in your shoes, and you don't know what it's like to walk in mine. And your problem may seem bigger than mine, but you know what I'm saying? You don't know what I've been faced up against because we don't talk every day. So I just had to realize that I have to stop looking for approval from this person because I always did. Like, you know, I didn't have a father growing up, so he was like that father figure for me. And honestly, like, I've just been really finding approval for myself. I don't have to explain myself to anybody, you know what I'm saying, unless it's the people that I truly, truly care about, that I could be vulnerable with, that I'm, you know, I'm heard and seen. But, you know, that's my no apology thought. For anybody out there that's struggling, questioning if you should cut somebody off, I'm going to keep saying it. Listen, protect your peace of mind and keep it moving. Yeah, keep it cordial. But that's my no apology thought.
I love that. I love that. Be with some people that you can speak your truth around and they don't judge you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Healthy.
Yeah. So with that being said, I'm Complex Angel. I'm the Vibe.
And I'm Queen K. I'm the Vision.
And peace and love. We are out.
Peace and love.